All right, let me ask you a question, and I don't know how much of this you do, but do you ever hunt public land for turkeys? And if so, how do you change your tactic when you're hunting public land?
Well, if you public hunting land here in Kentucky, you're hunting land that's hard, that's used a lot, and most of those turkeys are call shy. So once you get on a turkey gobbling, the least you gotta call it, you do most of the time and very off yard. You just kind of want to let him know you're there and then shut up and play on his, hope he gets to you as quick as you can. But public hunting turkeys are really, really call shy. And you've got to learn to hunt a call shy turkey by being patient.
So do you mostly not bother with public land, or you probably
Well, we've got public land. That's all we've ever hunted most of the time, public land.
really?
Yes, we have private ground we hunt on a lot now, but we've raised up on public ground. And I tell you what it does, it makes you a better turkey hunter. You learn how to not only outsmart the turkey, but outsmart the turkey hunter.
Right.
And we've done a lot of public land hunting. For 20 years, I bet you, from when we first started, that's all we had was public land. We didn't have any private land hunting. We cut our teeth in a place called Lantana Lakes, 180,000 acres of public land hunting, and they had lots of hunters in Compass, part of Kentucky, and part of Tennessee.
So, kind of along that same question, what do you think is the hardest turkey to kill? Like what states have you hunted in that you were just pulling your hair out, saying this is hard to hunt these turkeys?
I think Alabama was probably the hardest state for me to hunt in. Alabama, there's parts of Alabama that are still tough to get a real wild turkey. And right here in the land between the lakes, Kentucky and Tennessee, they had a no native turkey there that was really tough turkey also to hunt, and still is. And anybody that kills turkeys in those places, they kill most anywhere.
So what about like Miriams versus Easterns or Osceolas versus Rios? Because I know I've hunted Miriams, and I found them to be real easy to call and kill compared to my Easterns back home.
You're absolutely right. You're right. I think that's because it's a different bird, but also terrain is different. Terrain is different. Who's different? Don't have as much pressure on the birds a lot of times. A lot of pressure on a lot of these turkeys here when we hunt. And you get put pressure on a turkey. I don't care what species he is, you put pressure on him, and he's got to age like a 3-year-old or older. And you shoot at him, miss him, and have hunter interference with him, he's going to be a tough turkey to hunt. I don't care what kind he is. Toughest turkey I ever had hunted in my life was a Marion turkey in the Black Hills of South Dakota. He was on public hunt ground, and he just was not going to come to a call.
So
I wound up bush,
how'd you get him?
bushwhacking, got ahead of him, listened to him gobble. Accidentally got in position where I could kill him when he walked by. He was gobbling on points. Go out this point, gobble, and go out the next point, gobble. I figured him out, got ahead of him. And he didn't hear me make a call, because if he had him, he'd have gone the other way. But that was a Merriam turkey. That's supposed to be one of the easiest ones he'll see to call up, but he wasn't. I've hunted Nebraska and Kansas out through there. Them turkeys are a whole lot easier to hunt than several grams. Well, you got some Easterns out there too, but you have a hybrid turkey out there. Some old turkeys are just a lot easier to hunt than these turkeys here. And I found out that your Rio Grande turkey down in Texas, and some of them turkeys are a whole lot easier to hunt too. Now you put pressure on them, by golly, they're all tough to hunt at times. I mean, they're tough.
I'm assuming you guys killed Osceolas too, right?
Yes, we have. They're tough because it's not very small in number. There's not that many of them. But they are a true wild turkey.
Yeah.
And they don't get very big, but they certainly get a good set of spurs on them, and they're old. A lot of those long spur turkeys are got some age on them, and the older they get, the harder they are to hunt. And I don't care where you hunt an Osceola turkey, he can be tough, because most of them got some age on them. They do the gobbling.